The importance of ET contact. Hello again. Thank you for being here with me once more. I hope you are very well today. I am Marie. I take my information very seriously, and for whoever has eyes to see. This next is a true story from one of the starseeds with whom the Tejitans had contact sometime in the past. The starseed runs up to his mother and excitedly tells her that he has discovered why the governments are hiding the existence of extraterrestrials. Furthermore, he has discovered how when adding all the dots, he finds irrefutable proof that they don't only exist, but in fact, are all over the place. And his mother, who is a matrixed person, turns around and asks him, "Okay, you have discovered all that. But why are you so excited?" "It means nothing, it's all the same to me and to us, in any practical sense, because I must go to work tomorrow as usual, and the bills must still be paid, so who cares?" How a person approaches the presence of extraterrestrials shows a lot about who he or she is. As the old joke goes, it is easy to see and discover which people are starseeds and which are not, when an extraterrestrial spacecraft, a UFO, or a UAV, approaches a crowd. See, regular humans will run away from the approaching spacecraft, screaming in fear and yelling for help from government agencies such as the police or the National Guard, while on the other hand, starseeds will run towards the approaching craft, yelling, "Wait for me, wait for me." But as the starseed's mother in the story above says, what is the point? Why is it even relevant? And what is ET contact good for? From my point of view, from here, being a child of both worlds, everything on Earth starts, and everything finishes with ET contact. Everything that is happening there, the good and the bad, has its origin in ET contact one way or another. From the point of view of an expanded galactic reality, where souls incarnate in one physical place or planet and then in another, always looking for experiences that expand their consciousness and awareness, nothing is, or has originated from Earth, at least not more than what has started in any other planet or place. This is because as souls travel incarnating on one planet after another, they go picking up experiences and ideas that they later apply to the next planet or place they incarnate on. This means that ideas and concepts that have philosophical, existential purposes, or practical scientific and technological dedications are shared by all the members of the species and of their cultures, regardless if they come from Earth or any other planet. Even if the veil of forgetfulness is strong on Earth, it is not complete nor is it total. This means that subconsciously every soul retains all the experiences it previously had in its past incarnations, on Earth and elsewhere. This is directly reflected in the individual's personality traits, likes, tastes, and tendencies, as well as what they decide must be their life work. On Earth, this is mistakenly described in astrology as being the consequence of which zodiac sign they were born into, the exact date and time, as well as the consequence of family, school, and social circumstances, which undeniably do take a part in the formation of an individual. After all, that is why they incarnated, to gain that life experience. Yet, in the first part of what I said above, a person's zodiac sign does not cause an individual to have certain personality traits, as it is said, because it is under the influence of these or those stellar objects. In my culture, how astrology is interpreted is the other way around, where a person is born into one or another zodiac sign because of the personality traits it had before incarnating, which means it is the logical consequence of each soul's vibration. Even there you can see how humans on Earth are conditioned to be in a victim deterministic mentality, and not in a creator and life control mode. One of the most notorious subjects all governments on Earth have been trying to hide for decades, hundreds, if not thousands of years, is the presence of extraterrestrials, not only their mere existence, but hide the bothersome fact that they mingle with humans every day and just about everywhere, and this has always been so. All governments on Earth do, and have done their very best to hide anything that has to do with extraterrestrials, as if it were a terrible and destructive thing for people to know, as they always use public safety as an excuse to erase evidence, and manipulate, deform and deviate attention from this subject. And destructive it is, because ET contact is so important that it has reality, and Earth matrix destroying capacity, and that is what the controllers of Earth fear the most. As I said above, everything that exists on Earth starts with ET contact, as its matrix and conceptual reality is the result of non-human manipulation and paradigm editing, as well as perception and mind control to focus the attention of the souls there, to only see and accept what their matrix dictates is real, becoming blind to everything else, even if it is in front of their very noses. As I explained in my recent video, titled, "You are experiencing the last stages of a total cultural and social reset," the controllers of Earth cannot be human as their plans and agendas take several generations to complete, yet are perfectly coordinated and interconnected in such a way that people living on Earth cannot connect them all to see the larger picture. The controllers also know humans and their psychology better than humans know themselves, therefore are able to manipulate and guide the greater public's interests and reactions with the utmost skill. This is also evident in not-so-deep levels of control on Earth, where the human members of elite groups and their hideous hidden societies refer to the people of Earth as sheeple, as simple sheep. Worse even, they refer to the people as, quote, the animals. Therefore, they have managed to create the matrix on Earth, which is a self-contained, self-validating reality or existential realm, where its cosmology and what can and cannot be considered as real or possible are only valid from within, and not elsewhere outside Earth. They have sold the human public a false past, and false it is, however compelling it may be with their manipulated logical timeline and frame, as well as when presenting the historical data in gold-lined books, when they existed of course. And they have imposed scientific concepts that determine the nature of reality, but that can only be valid when connected to other understandings on Earth, and not when confronted with more expanded ones from outside Earth. An example of this is the adoption on Earth of a 10-based mathematical model, that although perfect from its own point of view and what it creates and explains, is vastly incomplete and incompetent when compared to the accurate capacity of a full non-human 12-based mathematical model, because the first creates an imbalance between the so-called material world and everything else, like other realms, the astral, and so on. This locks human perception within the square confines of the matrix box on Earth and all that delimits it, thus preventing the human mind from expanding its understanding into other greater realms, all of which can be studied and defined well with 12-based mathematical models. They have made humans believe Earth is the only planet that is capable of hosting life. Worse even, they have imposed the idea that life evolved there in a Darwinian way, all as a means to justify their manipulated and limited cosmology that does not accept the existence of extraterrestrials. As I explained in that same previous video, the ultimate controllers of Earth cannot be human, therefore it would logically be in their very best interests to hide the fact that it is them who control Earth, and to the point where they see it's best for humans to think that they don't even exist, for their own protection. They have done their best to erase the possibility of ET existence from the minds of the general population, skillfully inserting associations into the human mind, which connect everything ET with entertainment, science fiction, and even cartoons, As I recently saw in a live show where the man who was there to talk about his experiences working with Malakak tall white aliens in government bases was ridiculed when he was asked from where he was originally. When he said that he was from Albuquerque, New Mexico, the show manager or presenter said that it was also Bugs Bunny's hometown, while he talked making voices like a Looney Tune, causing a slightly humorous situation to be consciously and unconsciously associated by the viewers with cartoons and the unreal, and who as a consequence, will now see the man who was there to talk about his ET experiences, as loony or crazy. This is just one example of many, where on countless occasions the very word, extraterrestrial, is being programmed by the controllers into human minds to be seen as ridiculous, and as an inconsequential subject associated with craziness. The controllers of Earth, both the ones at a human level who know that the ultimate controllers are from off-planet, and those themselves, know that if the mere existence of extraterrestrials, with all the rich and vast variety of them, is revealed to the public, or it is made aware to them by other ways, it would mean the destruction of their cherished matrix paradigm. This is because it would cause all that the public believes is real, and what defines the matrix on Earth, to crumble under the vast and far more expanded reality, science, and cosmology, that those extraterrestrials would inevitably bring along with them. At first, the controllers of Earth, both the ones at a human level, and those at a Galactic Federation non-human one, agreed to try to erase the idea and the existence of extraterrestrials from the general public's mind using their media-based psychological tools. But they faced a much larger problem that their media could not solve, and that problem is that many of the so-called extraterrestrials do not all agree with following their Galactic Federation imposed rules and regulations regarding Earth. The controllers of Earth, at first tried to contain and control those extraterrestrial groups and races they consider disobedient and even rogue, and they viciously continue to try to contain them to this day, as my group testifies. To try to stop them from revealing too much to the general public, thus endangering the solidity and congruency of their cherished matrix, but their efforts have not been enough, as the Earth has been inundated with star seeds who are essentially non-humans in a human bodysuit, and who bring along their higher values and experiences living elsewhere in the universe. Furthermore, non-human groups have infiltrated their internet, using it to share their unique points of view, even despite the best efforts from the controllers to stop them. This is even though the internet is as much an information-gathering tool as it is a disinformation-disseminating instrument, therefore also used to confuse the population through its countless contradictions and opposing points of view, all of which have become the best way to hide the truth in plain sight, as the general public cannot tell facts and lies apart. And with it, hiding, deactivating and slandering all the information that does not conform to the nature of their matrix, and that inevitably includes non-human information coming from those ET groups the Galactic Federation considers as rogue. But despite the best efforts of the controllers of Earth, of all of them and at all their levels, the ever more overt presence of extraterrestrials on Earth has caused them to take more drastic measures. Instead of attempting to hide and erase the presence of extraterrestrials, they have turned to validating them step by step, but mind-controlling the human population into perceiving and understanding non-humans in a way that is convenient for the controllers of Earth. This way, everything that those disobedient ET groups could do or share would be under their direct control, therefore deactivating the matrix crumbling and transformational potential of anything the non-human group could even say or share with the general population. This is why they are now slowly proceeding to validate the types of ET contact and existence that conforms to their interests, yet they will never validate what is not. This is also why they are validating and even sponsoring renowned researchers with famous names in the ET community, who form a cabal of their own to monopolize and impose their truths about ET contact and extraterrestrials at large, systematically using them to diminish and disqualify any lesser, non-government-sponsored individuals who dare contradict them. And with this, they do the same with the ET groups who also dare share their reality directly with the public. As you can see, ET contact is so important that it changes everything and can crumble the entire matrix and society on Earth, exactly as a spiritual awakening does to an individual. The same happens with spiritual awakenings, as people need to embrace the existence of extraterrestrials if they want to expand their understanding of reality, of souls, the afterlife, reincarnations, and so on. This will be all for today. As always, thank you for watching my video, and for liking, sharing, and subscribing for more. And I hope to see you here next time. With much love, your friend, Marie Swaru.